Paul, in a game tonight that had a little bit of everything, what stands out for you as you walk off that bench after the victory?
Our goal was real good tonight. It needed to be. They really prolific at getting pucks to the net from their back end and some scrums. But, yeah, our goaltender was really good. I'm happy for him.
3-2 after the opening frame. How do you feel that final 40 minutes was managed by both clubs?
That was very nicely put. I didn't like our second period, so you can use some animal and then excrement. You know, I didn't care for our second at all. The third, we got outshot badly, but I think in terms of quality, we would have had the best chances to score, so the shot clock doesn't, in my opinion. But it was a really unusual game. Like, the puck was bouncing all over and getting a handle on it. Even from the bench, picking up where everybody was supposed to be. It was a very, very scrambly hockey game. So in those, you need one element, right? You need one, maybe two things. So your goaltender has to play the way he did. And then the Scheifele line, as they've done for us this year, has to be exceptional.
What are the keys for Ehlers during this hot stretch, Paul?
Oh, he's working way, way harder than he was. And it's not for young players. They think they're going real hard when they get in the league because that's the way they've always played. And then two or three years later, you realize that the big men, the drivers of your team, work way harder than you ever thought you could or had to. So he's starting to do that now. His compete level is much better. He sees an opportunity there, but he's learned that line, you know, is going to get Couture, and then there was a change, and they're going to get Pavelski. You're going to get the best players in the world. It's not a place to hide. So he's amped up his intensity, his compete on pucks, his stopping and starting, all the hard things in a game that he's never really had to do in the past to be a good player. And then, lo and behold, he's scoring a lot of points.
Have you ever seen a hat trick like that before where, as he said, he basically had two empty nets and then doesn't even put a puck in on the third one?
You know, it's a really good sign because he had a couple of good chances in L.A. too, right? The Doughty save. And so he's getting that kind of seam backdoor look. He scored a couple in Tampa. But he's not cheating the game or playing a perimeter game to get that kind of seam look. He's not hanging around the back end of plays. He's right involved in them.
Like the way that Appleton has played, what's it like for him to get a reward, especially on
that
kind of a play?
You know what? I thought he had, or especially when he first got here, he had some chances and didn't go for him. That first goal is important for a young player. You don't want to go in 20 games. You need to get out there, get a good feeling. I thought after that, believe it or not, I had them up a lot to go out and play tonight. Between faceoffs, the timeouts, and the penalties, they got out of rhythm. But I thought after he scored, he kind of hit another gear.
What can you tell us about Adam Lowry that didn't play tonight?
Not much other than he's day-to-day, and we're real hopeful that he plays in Vancouver.
And just on that, Paul, Jack Rossovic played a bit more of a prominent role tonight. Did you like his game? He seemed quite noticeable.
I thought he controlled the puck in the middle of the ice better. You know, I mean, he had a tough one the other night, turnover in the middle, and I thought so much to learn at center ice in this league. He's really good down low. I'm not really worried about the offensive part of the game for him. I know it's there. All those guys, they're going to get their chances, and as they eventually work their way up into more minutes and power play time and all those things, it's the hard things that he's learned about the game. I liked what he did tonight. I thought the Roslovic line and the Patan line for what we asked them to do was really good, and the Scheif's line was the difference.
What does it mean to you for Nick to be able to come in and contribute after 10 games as a healthy scratch?
Well, you know what? He played well. He did some good things down low, had some poise with the puck. He's a good player. And that's the role, right? That's the job. So he's learned it. He works hard when he's not in the lineup. He stays sharp so that he can come in and give us a game like that. I'm happy for him. It's good to get a payoff like that. I can feel like they're a part of it.